now, so please check me out Tuesday on the Music Emporium.
And good afternoon. You are listening to 90.5 FM WJFF in Jeffersonville, New York. And we're looking forward to some weather coming through tonight. And a winter weather advisory is in effect from 7 this evening until 7 tomorrow morning in Sullivan and Delaware counties, with 5 to 8 inches of snow and a light glaze of ice possible. In Wayne and Pike counties, the advisory starts at 4 p.m. That's because it's coming up from the southwest. And that starts at 4 p.m. and will be less snow, 2 to 5 inches, and more ice, up to a tenth of an inch. And there's a winter storm warning in Ulster County starting at 7 tonight for up to 10 inches of snow. The storm is moving from the southwest to the northeast, with snow developing from 5 to 9 p.m. from northeast PA to the Catskills. Areas to the south and west will likely see a changeover to sleet. In areas to the north and east, it should remain snow throughout the entire event. And that's about it for now. This is Radio Catskill, 90.5 FM in Jeffersonville, and also streaming live online and on your smartphone, smart speaker, and of course on the air. So tune in. So this afternoon, it's currently about 27 degrees outside here in Liberty. And I don't think it's going to get, according to the weather report that I saw earlier, the temperature is going to be pretty much the same. It's just that we're going to be getting some bad weather. At any rate, my name is Jesse Ballou, and the show is Jambalaya. We'll be right back.
Tamp 'em up solid so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, buddy, so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, buddy, so they won't come down. Maybe when you marry, you railroad man, every day will be payday, dollar bill in your hand. Baby in your hand, in your hand, baby in your hand, in your hand. About the money we ain't ever had. So tamp 'em up solid so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, buddy, so they won't come down. Captain called the water boy laughed. Captain fired the water boy, he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. So tamp 'em up solid, so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, but so they won't come down. And you can do it. You can do it. So they won't come down.
your skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep your skillet good and greasy all the Don't believe I'm right. Come home with me tonight. Gonna lay around in my shanty all the time, time, time. Gonna lay around in my shanty all the I'm going downtown, gonna get a jug of brandy, keep me good and drunk and boozy all the time, time, time. Fat back and beans and them good old collard greens, keep your skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep your skillet good and greasy all the time. Cornbread.
Gonna be a hot time in the old town, down in town tonight. Hot time in the old town tonight. There's gonna be a hot time in the old town, down in town tonight. Hot time in the old town tonight. Oh, come and go with me down in old town tonight. Hot time in the old town tonight.
Beep. I'll be praying tonight, praying tonight, praying on that old campground. There's gonna be a hot time in the old town, down in town tonight. Hot time in the old town tonight. Hot time in the old town, down in town tonight. Hot time in the old town tonight.
was that? Oh, you know what? I didn't play what I was going to play next. Well, I'll play next what I was going to play next, and I'll play it next. Aldo just walked in. What number are you over there? What's it say? Turn them both on. So one of them's got to work.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
There you go.
That group we just heard from is Spite and Dival. You ever heard of Spite and Dival before?
No, but I like the name.
Well, there's Spite and Dival is an area in the northern end of Manhattan.
Really?
Because it goes back to the...
The Dutch.
The Dutch. Yeah, yeah. That's why it's kind of a weird name.
No, don't go maligning the Dutch, man. They're still around.
I don't malign the Dutch. I like the Dutch.
I like their spite and kick the spite devil out of you.
But we heard them to keep your skillet good and greasy. Yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
That's a good old tradition.
A hot time in the old town. Yeah. And who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet?
Ooh.
Okay, that's an interesting one. And before that, we started off with Mr. Sun. These guys are really good. Grant Gordy, awesome. Daryl Anger, Joe K. Walsh, and Aidan O'Connell from their Extrovert CD.
Yeah, the Mr. Sun project was right after Joe Walsh was playing with Grant Gordy, and we had them here at the Sullivan County Museum for a concert. And what a pleasure to play with master artists like that. And Grant Gordy played one of my guitars. I was so proud.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard them do a Tamp 'Em Up Solid, Danny Barnes, and a great version of Blackbird.
Did you ever meet Danny Barnes?
No.
He's crazy. He's. I saw him at the Peaceful Valley Bluegrass Festival.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, right? Well, he was playing there. He had a punk rock haircut back in the 90s. He was like the wild man of bluegrass. And it turns out he's a real high-energy player, and he just goes nuts on the banjo and plays all styles. And he's a master at it. He's an extraordinary dude and a real nice guy, too. But he was scary to look at with that. He was all, like a mohawk. at the family festival.
They don't do the Peaceful Valley anymore,
no,
do they?
No, that's a darn shame. I think when the parents died off, the kids just ran.
Also, that area around. Got flooded so many times.
And it was always the same week as Grey Fox. And Grey Fox was kind of for the younger, hippier crowds.
Yeah.
And Peaceful Valley was kind of a family festival. But I've been to both. And I think my biggest memory of Peaceful Valley was watching a giant tree fall into the pond in the back of the campground and scare the heck out of a couple of kids who were walking by it. And it came right down, and it was a big tree, too. It just fell down.
Just be thankful that it didn't land on a tent or something.
Oh, man, oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, I went up there because Willie Bowers and Renee Bowers used to go up there all the time, so... they invited me up, and I went up and chatted with a whole bunch of people and had a great time.
That was a fun festival. It really was.
Yeah. And it was a small-time festival, so you really got to know everybody.
Well, there was a couple times I had to work and couldn't do Grey Fox for, the whole four-day weekend.
Yeah.
And, the Peaceful Valley was a nice – you could drive to it and get out of there pretty well. And the talent – I think we saw the Osborne brothers there. We saw Jim and Jesse.
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah,
there was a couple of sisters. I can't think of their names right now. I've got a CD somewhere in my collection of them, and they were really good. Oh, I saw Lynn Morris.
Yeah,
Lynn Morris and her band played there.
Yeah, like the real bluegrass bands were there.
Yeah, they were really good.
It was great.
I always liked Lynn Morris. She's a great musician.
So what do you think about my idea about starting up my snowblower at the beginning of the season to predict whether we're going to have snow or not? Don't worry, folks. It started right up, so we probably won't.
I didn't even take it down where it's hanging up. I just said, if it happens, it happens. As long as I can get my sidewalk shoveled, which is not that long, and I can get out to the road, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And my car, it's an all-wheel drive, and I can pretty much go through anything I need to. Colette's car is a little bit of a problem because she's got a Prius and the damn thing's so low.
Yeah, but it's a good time to make sure you get along with your spouse in case you get trapped in your, your driveway.
Yeah. By the way, the forecast was revised.
Uh-oh.
Since I talked to you a little while ago. They're saying, let's see, they were talking about Wayne and Pike 2 to 5 inches, and now it's 4 to 6 inches. And over here in Sullivan and Delaware counties, it was 5 to 8. And now I think it's 6 to 9 inches. So, but then who knows?
I don't want to say I'm unimpressed with that. I lived near Buffalo. I lived south of Buffalo for a while. And we had 110 inches of snow in the month of December alone one time out there. But I think people should be careful, especially when you have that glazed ice.
Yeah.
You know, a tenth of an inch doesn't sound like much, but it's a lot of ice and any amount of ice on the roads. Even if the roads are clear, you got to watch out for black ice and just be safe out there and stay home.
I was reading an article in the news and out west, I don't remember whether it was, I think it may have been in the Cascades. They've had 500 inches of snow already this year.
Yay. I love it.
And, you know, those are the houses that have doors on 3 different levels.
Yeah.
So that they can, once the bottom is covered up, they come out the middle door.
Man.
It's crazy. I don't know. I don't think I could handle that.
Well, there's a town, I forgot the name of it. It's just north of Syracuse, and they have the high snow total for the country this year. It's like 537 inches of snow so far this year. And it's the most snow anywhere in the USA.
That's in the middle of the
Lake Ontario.
The lake effect snow.
Yeah, it's Lake Ontario stuff. You can literally watch the snow pile up in front of you. I've been up to Oswego.
I remember going up to go cross-country skiing, and we went, and there was no snow down here at all. Yeah. And we went up 81, we crossed 90. And there's an area up there, people go fishing up there a lot, too.
Pulaski. Salmon River, yeah.
You go up about 20 miles north of 90, and there's nothing on the ground, and then instantly there's 6 feet on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm going to do my part. When I lived up there, I bought a snowmobile, and it stopped snowing. Now I've got a snow blower, and it stopped snowing. So I'll keep it up. I'll do what I can, folks.
We're going to continue now with some more music. I just got this from Angela the other day for her birthday. This is Willie Nelson's new CD that just came out.
You know, I'm going to cover a couple of Angie's shows.
It's The Last Leaf on the Tree is a CD.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear the first song is going to be Last Leaf.
Oh, we love
this
Willie.
Is Willie Nelson.
I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but it won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. When the autumn wind blows, they're already gone. They flutter to the ground. They just can't hang on. And there's nothing in this world that I ain't seen. I greet all the new ones that are coming and green. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. They say I got staying power here on the tree, but I've been here since Eisenhower, and I've outlived even he. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. I fight off the snow, I fight off the hail. Nothing makes me go. I'm like some vestigial tale. I'll be here through eternity. If you want to know how long, if they cut down on this tree, I'll show up in a song I would last. Leave on the tree. The autumn took a rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. I'm the last leaf on the tree. I'm the last leaf on the tree. So is the drum that brings me rhythm when I've got none. How would you know you had a heart if it wasn't broken? If it wasn't broken. Lost your baby, so you lost your job, and you lost all faith in the one that you call God. You came to me for refuge, and I've got none. How would you know you had a heart if it wasn't broken? If it wasn't broken. You'll hurt them too. You'll leave them high and dry, and they'll leave you blue. But the love you share is worth the world and more. And that's why you care. That's what you stood for. Came to me for refuge, and I've got none. How would you know you had a heart if it wasn't broken? If it wasn't broken. If it wasn't broken. If it wasn't broken. Sorry eyes, they cut through the bone, making it hard to leave you alone, leaving you here, wearing your wounds, waving your guns at somebody new. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're a lost cause. Too many people that you used to know, they see you coming and they see you. They know your secrets and you know theirs. This town is crazy, but nobody cares. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're a lost cause. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. Fighting for a lost cause. There's a place where you are going and you ain't never been before. No one laughing at your back now. No one standing at your door. Is that what you thought love was for? Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're a lost cause. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. Fighting for a lost cause.
I should have been a tire. Keep a cold talk clear my heart.
CD with Dance Arnold Dance, Color Theory, and Canvas. And prior to that, we heard from Willie Nelson from his last Leaf on a Tree CD with Leaf, with More Broken and Last Chance. Just an update on the weather, because it's getting a little bit worse. It's now a winter storm warning for Sullivan in Delaware counties, and I'm not sure the amount is right now, but it was 5 to 8 inches before, and I think it's more than that now. So it's you can figure on getting a bunch of snow. So let's see, it's going to be the advisory in Wayne and Pike starts at 4, and there'll be 2 to 5 inches or more, and with ice. And it's a winter storm warning in Ulster County as well. And that starts at 7 tonight. And the winter storm warning now in Delaware County and Sullivan County is starting from 7 tonight. So look forward to a little bit of snow and sleet. And this is coming from Hudson Valley Weather, and they're usually pretty accurate about everything. Jason was here a little while ago. We were looking at the map. And it looks like we're going to get possibly hammered. So at any rate, have yourselves a great day. And we'll see you on the flip side. And thanks to Aldo for stopping by.
Support comes from the Homestead School, Montessori education, preschool through early college with campuses in Glens Bay and Hurleyville. Building the intelligence, creativity, connection, and skills for an ecological future since 1978. Homesteadschool.com. From the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporter.com. And from listener donations at WJFFradio.org.
Every weekday morning at 9, NewsHour from the BBC brings you the most important international news stories. NewsHour helps you understand a complex world. Stay informed with NewsHour from the BBC, weekday mornings at 9 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.